Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen, Bitch. This is the place where you quit playing small, quit waiting for permission, and finally step into who the hell God designed you to be. If you're here, it's because something in you knows that you were built for more, and I'm going to keep nudging you lovingly, probably sometimes abrasive and loud, but until you actually create with God instead of sitting around wishing for someday. Okay? And listen, you already know I don't gatekeep. I'm a girl's girl. And yeah, I found something. I found the weight loss product you guys have been asking me for a very long time. And it actually works. No shots, no injections, no jitters, no crazy side effects, zero appetite. I'm not starving, I'm not shaking, and I'm not losing my sanity. It is wild. And the same company that sends out my Omega test, they're sending this out too. So let's just say this is a big deal. But let's get into it because your potential is not waiting for Monday, and neither is God. Today, I really want to talk about some self-motivation and give you guys some tips to actually put yourself into action rather than sitting back in ruminating on the things that you wish you could do. And the first thing I'm going to talk about today, I think, is important, even if you're like, well, I don't really have anything I'm dreaming to do. It's whatever. I don't know. Or maybe you're already doing it and you just need that little push. You guys, you have to choose happiness. Okay. This is not the toxic positivity bullshit. We're not pretending that everything's fine. This is about recognizing that you're not going to clean out your garage when you're spiraling about your bank account. Okay. So before starting on any task that you're avoiding, I want you to spend, and I know you guys are going to roll your eyes because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this doesn't work because it's just too easy. It's too easy. 60 seconds. 60 seconds, I want you to name three specific things going right today. And not the like, I'm grateful for my kids, because that's very vague. I want you to think of something like, my kid made me laugh at breakfast when she put syrup on her eggs. And my kid really does that, you guys, and I don't laugh. Create a before I do hard stuff playlist, like 2 to 3 songs that are going to shift your state to just kind of pump you up. I have to do this in the mornings when I don't want to get on the treadmill. I have to put on that music to walk down the stairs to kind of pump me up. But keep a running note in your phone of micro wins. Maybe you sent the email, maybe you folded the laundry, maybe you went the whole day without snapping at your husband's or kids. And I know what you're thinking because I've heard this before. I can't just choose to be happy when my life is falling apart. You're going to try to use circumstances as an excuse to stay in the funk, okay? And that is bullshit. I'm not telling you to choose to fix everything. I want you to choose your state of mind for the next task, just one thing. One thing. It's like you're trying to drive with your emergency brake on. And sure, you're gonna move forward, but you are burning out your engine. Release the brake, shift your mood, and then press the gas. Do your task. Step number two is learn to be a finisher. Okay, that pile of unfinished projects isn't just cluttering your house. It is scientifically proven to clutter your brain. And if you're cluttering your brain, you're killing your confidence. Every time you don't finish, you're training yourself that I start things, but I don't complete them. And this ends up becoming your identity. So make a finish line Friday. Do this every Friday. Pick one unfinished thing and complete it. Not start something new, babe. Okay. I'm saying like finish something old and use the 95% rule. If something is 95% done, but you've abandoned it, that last 5% gets priority over starting anything new. And I want you to create a physical done box where you put evidence of completed projects. Maybe you have, printed podcast outlines, photos of what a room looks like finished, or maybe receipts from products that you drop shipped. Okay. And I know you're like, but I get bored. I found something more exciting, or that project doesn't matter anymore. That is your neurospicy brain, okay, trying to justify the dopamine chase. The resistance will tell you finishing boring stuff makes you a boring person. And this is a lie, okay? Imagine that you are building bridges, and every unfinished project is a bridge with missing planks. You can start building 100 bridges, but you can't walk across a single one of them. Meanwhile, someone else built one complete bridge and they're already on the other side. You see how that works? And then we compare ourselves and we're like, Larry, Joe, Moe, and Curly are over there doing all the things that I could be doing. And I feel like I'm more talented. I'm better. I should be as far as they are. Bitch, you can't go anywhere until you finish your first bridge. Okay. And you have to expect mistakes. You're gonna fuck up today, probably multiple times. And that isn't a character flaw. This is like tuition for your education. So start yourself a mistake tax journal. One, when you mess up, like write down one thing that you learn, because then you're going to reframe it immediately. And before starting something new, I want you to ask yourself, what is the dumbest mistake I could make here? And then make a plan to avoid it or accept it if it happens. And then share one mistake per week publicly, whether that's in your stories, in your podcast, or with your team. That way you can normalize it. And this is what people do. You guys feel like you have to hide mistakes and that you have to be Instagram princess worthy, that you minimize them, or worse, you're going to use that mistake as evidence you shouldn't ever try hard things. See, I know I couldn't do this. I told myself that so many times, and that resistance inside yourself is going to make mistakes mean something about your worth instead of just being data. And mistakes, you guys, this is another little weightlifting tool. It's like lifting weights. The muscle doesn't grow from perfect form. It grows from the micro tears that happen when you push yourself. If there are no tears, there's no growth, no mistake, no mastery. And you have to keep yourself grounded in the present moment. Your brain is either beating you up about yesterday or terrifying you about tomorrow. And meanwhile, the only place you can actually do anything is right now. I believe it was Mel Robbins who did the 5-4-3-2-1 technique, and I'm sure someone created it before her, but that's the most current person I could think of. Use that 5-4-3-2-1 when you start spiraling. It's name five things you see, four you can touch, three you can hear, two you can smell, one you can taste. And actually, that I don't think that is her that did that. I think she does have a method like that. I don't know. You guys could correct me in the show notes or the comments or someone message me. Am I getting that confused? I feel like she did that, but then it doesn't really feel right when I say it out loud. I don't know. Set a recurring alarm on your phone for 2 p.m. that says, "Are you here right now?" Before starting work, physically say it out loud. The only moment I control is this one. And I know that the part of you, if you have a neurospicy brain like I do, I feel like we give ourselves the resistance. We create it because we say dumb shit. Like in this situation, I'd be like, but I need to plan for the future. Or I can't just ignore what happened. Like we confuse presence with irresponsibility. And being present doesn't mean don't plan. It means don't live in the future while ignoring what's happening right now. It's like trying to drive and you're just like looking in the rearview mirror. Or staring at the GPS. Here's the windshield. You can look here, you could look here, you could look here, but if you're not looking here, you are going to crash. You can glance, boom, no one behind me, boom, I know exactly where I'm going. That's it. But you have to keep your eyes on the road in front of you, and you have to focus on the result. When you focus on a mountain of tasks, you're overwhelmed before you start. When you focus on standing on top of that mountain with your arms raised, suddenly the climb seems possible. Okay. So before you start a new project, I want you to write this one sentence. When this is done, I will feel blank and I will have blank. And then what does the end state look like to you? And you can do this if you want. To put this in the vision book that you get from me, the Dream Big Bitches vision book, do that. What does done look like? And you can use future you journaling. Write from the perspective of yourself having already completed the task, describing how it felt. And a lot of people are going to obsess over the how before they even get clear on the what. And this paralyzes you. All the steps will paralyze you. That resistance inside your neurospicy brain is going to say, but I need to figure out how to do it first. No, you need to get clear on why you want it done. Then the how becomes easier. Okay. You don't stare at every single step on a staircase and count them while you're climbing. You look at the top floor and your feet figure out the steps automatically. And I feel like you need to reward yourself. You are not a machine. You are a human with a dopamine system that needs to know there's a payoff. If you don't create the reward, your brain will avoid the task. So before you start, I want you to write down the reward, and it needs to match the task size. Okay, don't reward cleaning your inbox with a vacation. That's miscalibrated. Though if I did clean my inbox, I would need a vacation to do so. Use the when-then formula, you know? When I finish X, then I get Y. Make your rewards things that you would do anyway, but delay them until after you complete. Until after you complete. Okay. Maybe it's scrolling social media, watching the show, getting the coffee. Speaking of, I was going to get some tea because it's cold in here. And I know you're like, I shouldn't need a reward. I should just do it. Rewards are for kids. Yeah, your brain's going to tell you that mature adults are self-motivated without carrots. And that's a lie. That is false. Everybody works for a payoff. Everybody. And if you're saying you don't, you're a liar. Okay. You just have to make this explicit. It's like, you know, you're training a puppy and say that your brain is the puppy. And yes, you could train your brain. Okay. If you don't know that, then you haven't been listening to me long enough and you need to go back and listen to 500 episodes I've done before this one. You guys, 500 episodes. Anyway, you don't shame the puppy for needing treats. Okay. You use the treats strategically until the behavior becomes the habit. Eventually, the behavior itself becomes rewarding, but not at first. Unless you've never potty trained a dog, and I don't think you guys would ever understand because it's a real thing. Okay. I think using a timer is very important. It's very important. I've had resistance of, you know, even just something stupid like getting on the treadmill, right? I my brain thought it was this huge thing. And so I trained myself. Like 5 minutes in the morning, just 5 minutes, that's it. I set an alarm for 5 minutes. If I want to stop at that point, I stop, I get off. Most of the time, I'm happy to stay. But time pressure, if you do this, it creates that focus and you're there in the moment. Kind of do this for everything. It's not only going to help you get started, but it's going to help you stay in on task. Deadlines make you decide. Open-ended tasks expand to fill eternity. So I would say, you know, try to use that method of like 25 minutes of work, a 5 minute break. And there's, you guys, there's a million free apps available for help on this, okay? But maybe even make it a game. You know, I like to compete with myself. You know, it's I wonder how I could do better, beat your previous time record for the same task, you know? And for shit that you dread, again, use a 5 to 10 minute timer and tell yourself, I only have to do this for 10 minutes. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to keep going when you start. And I know a lot of people hate working under the pressure of the clock. And you're going to say, I'd work better without time pressure. I don't want to rush and do sloppy work. You know, your brain's going to confuse time boundaries with stress. And the truth is, you guys, boundaries actually create freedom. And unlimited time, I'm speaking from experience from someone who has that multifaceted neurospicy brain, that creates paralysis. So I want you to think of a timer like the walls of a basketball court. Without the boundaries, there's not a game. And the walls don't limit you, they define the game so you can play it. And this one is cheesy too, okay? And it helps. And this one, I know it gets eye rolls, but it works because someone else's words can interrupt your negative spiral and make you think of what's possible. I want you to start reading inspirational quotes, or maybe put them down on construction paper or some kind of notebook paper and put them all around your house so you see it all the time. But what I want you to do, or even create a hype folder on your phone with screenshots of quotes that actually make you feel something. I want you to follow 3 to 5 people who post content that fires you up. Check those before you check the news. Maybe write one power quote on your bathroom mirror with dry erase marker, and you can change it every week. And I know you guys, quotes are just words, they don't change reality. or this is, performative self-help garbage. I know it's easy to think that. Resistance is going to mock. Inspiration is naive. I want you to call it out. You're not looking for magic. You're just looking for a pattern interrupt. That's all it is, a pattern interrupt. These magical words are not going to change your life, but it will interrupt your brain long enough for you to teach it something different. Quotes are like jumper cables. They don't fix your engine, but you get the jolt to start it. And once it's running, you do the driving. And I want you guys to consider the price of failure. Some people are moved by pleasure and reward. Some people are moved by the pain or the consequence. So if you're in the second camp and you ignore it, you're fighting with one arm tied behind your back. I want you to write down, if I don't do this in 6 months, I will fill in the blank. And I want you to be brutally honest. You're not turning this into me or anyone. It's just between you and yourself. And why the fuck lie about it? Make two columns, cost of action versus cost of inaction. Inaction is going to cost you more in the long term, And really, maybe you should share your commitment publicly so failure has social consequences, because it says a lot to be held accountable publicly. And people make different choices when this happens. I'm not always a fan of being motivated by fear. Your brain is going to say negativity is toxic. This resistance will sell you on only focusing on positive motivation. But if you're a pain motivated person and you deny it, you're lying to yourself about your wiring. And that's kind of how I am. I've never been the reward system person. It's the pain that gets me. It's like having two horses pulling your cart, pleasure and pain. And most people only harness one. If you hitch both of them, you will move twice as fast. Okay. And you have to move your body, you guys. Your brain and your body are not separate. When your body is stuck, your mind is stuck, and movement will always create momentum. So do 10 jumping jacks before starting a task that you've been avoiding. I know it sounds stupid, but bitch, it works anyway. Set a timer every 60 minutes and walk around your house for 3 minutes. I literally do this, just especially because I have to check on all the cats, and kids. Keep dumbbells by your desk. I've got them. And when you're stuck, do 20 bicep curls while you're thinking. I know we lie to ourselves and we say shit like, I don't have time to exercise, or I'll do it later after I finish this. Obviously, the resistance in your brain is going to tell you movement's a waste of productive time. But in reality, movement creates productivity. Your brain is like a snow globe. When you're stuck, all the thoughts are settled at the bottom in a muddy pile. Movement is going to shake it up, and suddenly you can see clearly again. Okay. Measure your progress. You can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't stay motivated if you can't see that you're moving forward. Progress is the ultimate motivator. So use a visual tracker, like coloring in squares on the calendar, moving paper clips from one jar to another. I have a client that thrives on that, physically taking something from one place to the next. And I think it's actually cotton balls. Take a weekly progress picture, screenshot your stats or a photo of your workspace or whatever shows movement. And every Sunday, write down three things that move forward this week. Even tiny things count. And I please do not get caught in that trap. Something that used to come on my mind all the time is like, I'll measure when I'm further along. Tracking feels like pressure. I'm telling you that resistance, it's going to tell you that measuring is for type A people, okay? And you're creative and spontaneous if you're like me. You can't be spontaneous effectively if you don't know where you are. Progress tracking is just like that GPS that we're using in the car. You don't refuse to use GPS because I should just know where I am. You use it so you can adjust course. No measurement equals driving blind. And this is what's going to happen. You're going to listen to this. You're going to nod along, maybe even take notes, and then not do any of it. Because the biggest resistance in your brain of all of this, and the same words that I told myself, is because I'm different. These tactics work for other people, but my situation is unique. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is bullshit. Okay? You are one of a kind, special DNA from God. but I'm going to tell you this, you're not special. Your circumstances might be unique, but your brain works the same as everybody else's. So stop using your uniqueness as an excuse for inaction. And you don't have to implement this all perfectly before you start. Just pick one and do it boldly and adjust. And that's the game. So I want you guys to do the thing. I want you to do the thing. It's Thursday. You still have a couple days before you check in on Sunday. Move the needle. Do the thing. I love you guys. I'll see you later.